Cuomo would like to model the state's program on the New York City campaign finance system, which offers candidates matching funds once they have solicited small contributions from individual donors. Michael Malbin directs the Campaign Finance Institute, a Washington-based nonpartisan research center with the goal of increasing public participation in elections. Malbin's research was cited by Cuomo in a State of the State message. Malbin says the program is not a government handout. Political candidates have to do the legwork first.
We don't see this as welfare for politicians, which is the way it's often characterized by opponents of public financing. Not a single dollar in a matching fund system goes to anybody unless it's triggered by a donor who gives to a particular candidate. It's not just the handout. The candidate has to work, has to persuade somebody to give.
The Campaign Finance Institute found in New York City, the system multiplied the number of donors and expanded diversity beyond the traditional white, upper middle class, and wealthy who normally give money. Malbin believes the same system could significantly change New York's legislative races. The Campaign Finance Institute studied political donors in all 50 states and found New York State was dead last in terms of the number of donors. Less than half of 1% of the state's population gave any money to any candidate.
I think when Governor Cuomo proposed a matching fund like New York City's, he in fact is proposing something that could transform the system.
The Campaign Finance Institute estimates the state would need to spend $140 million over a four-year election cycle. Karen Scharf with the government reform group Citizen Action says that's not a lot of money in a $130 billion state budget. And she says it saves money when you take into account what she believes is the indirect cost to taxpayers from the present big money donor system.
Being able to run with small donations only from your district rather than large donations from corporate interests who are not from your district and don't care about your district completely changes who can run and who can win and who then are the people who are in our legislature.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a billionaire, opted out of the public campaign financing system in his election campaigns and spent his own money instead. Malbin with the Campaign Finance Institute says constitutionally no one can stop a candidate from opting out, and he admits that's more likely to happen for a statewide office like governor or U.S. senator, where candidates perceive that massive amounts of money can give them an advantage. But he says it at least helps level the playing field for an opponent.
Without the matching fund, the person who runs against the self-financed candidate would be dead in the water.
Scharf says her group will begin talking to lawmakers to persuade them to sign on to Cuomo's plan. She says Democrats in the state assembly have already proposed a similar idea. Senate Republicans so far have not. And she says Cuomo's influence will be key.
The governor's commitment is very significant because he's shown that he's a governor that can get things done. And when he makes something a priority, it becomes a focus of activity in Albany.
Scharf says she believes the timing is also right. The Occupy Wall Street movement has focused the debate on the influence of large corporations in society. And she says there's also been a lot of attention drawn to recent Supreme Court decisions, like Citizens United, which ruled essentially that when it comes to campaign contributions, corporations are people, too. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.